In some ways, this is good. It motivates students to want to succeed, and it motivates them to graduate on time. Because the fear is, if you fail once, if you fail a class or two classes in a semester, that means you have to go another semester or another year. And another semester or another year is another $8,000 or $16,000. On top of already 4 years, you don't want to do that, right? So there's this tremendous amount of pressure to not fail. And like I said, it could be a good thing, it could not. But on the other hand, in systems like in Europe and France, there's not that pressure. So you can take your time with your degree. Say you have a really stressful semester where you just can't take all these classes. You can take a semester off and go back the next year, right? That's a lot of French students tend to do that, right? Or say you get your degree and you like it, but you're really interested in the arts too. So you have your business degree, but you also want to learn about fine art. You want to learn about how to paint or draw. You can go to one of those programs and not have to worry about paying, right? Or if you want to get your degree in philosophy or in law, you can go an extra year or two to get another degree. I know a lot of Americans who would love to be able to do that, but it's just not financially attainable. It's not rational to do that. So the American education system, whereas it used to be, you go to university to learn, right? Universities have been these great places of knowledge where you go and you take these different classes where you learn about different subjects and fields and you become a master or a doctor, an expert per se in that field. No, today you go to university to get a job. So you're not there to necessarily learn about these deep philosophical or deep questions in life. It's to strictly to get a job and then graduate, and then with that job that you've received, pay off your student loans for the next 10, 20 years. The average law student in America has $150,000 in debt. Now, of course, lawyers make significantly more money, but still, my dad, who is a lawyer, finished paying off his loans when I was 12 years old. So he'd been out of law school for 15 years. So it took him about 15 years. And the average American, it takes about 20 to 30 years now to pay off their student loans. And by that time, you're already looking at retirement, right? So what have you been saving for retirement if you've been paying for your loans? These are the types of things that young Americans, both college students and graduates, are stressed out about. This is why we're not buying houses. This is why we're not buying cars or starting families. We're busy paying off our debt, and then by the time we're done paying off our debt, what are we saving for? Like, we have no money to save. So it's a big controversy and it's a big issue in the United States right now.